everyone. This is Molly Douthat.
And David Douthat.
Welcome to More Than Hearing, a podcast to encourage preachers to use multiple intelligences in sermons and worship leadership, because there are plenty of ways to reach someone's soul.
Today's podcast will cover the lectionary Gospel Selection for the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time, or Proper 9, or Pentecost plus 7, Year B. In Mark 6, we find Jesus in his hometown of Nazareth, where things don't go as well as one might hope. So he sends the disciples out instead with authority, but not much else. Let's add some multiple intelligence illustrations and special effects to your preaching so no one's knocking the dirt from their shoes when they leave the service.
We have established this podcast based on Dr. Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. Dr. Gardner suggests that there are multiple ways to learn, process, remember, and understand our world. Each week we develop illustrations and special effects for the weekly readings of the Revised Common Lectionary that use various smarts based on Dr. Gardner's identified intelligences. We call them word smart, eye smart, math smart, body smart, music smart, nature smart, people smart, and self smart. You can read more about Dr. Gardner's work by clicking on the link at the top of our webpage.
As we read and reflect on the scripture passages for each week, we explore ways these intelligences can be utilized for a deeper appreciation of God's Word. Anytime and any way we make use of the different smarts, we give people greater access to the Word of God so they can acquire it, process it, and internalize it in ways that make sense to them. So let's get started.
The gospel lesson for Year B, Ordinary 14, is from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. This is a passage that at first glance doesn't seem to have much in it, but once you kind of spend a little time with it, it suddenly starts just disgorging things. And we found something for every intelligence except eye, and I think the reason we didn't find anything for eye is we just got tired.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, and the eye smart, obviously you could use maps and just show the movement around because there's a lot of movement that happens in this story. Because, you know, it is Mark and there's a lot of traveling about in Mark.
Right.
Well, this is the story of Jesus going back to his hometown and being amazed that he can't do anything there because all they see is, oh, that's Mary's boy. And they see him as he was, and they don't see him as he is. And in verse 6, it says, Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. Continues on into verse 6 and through into verse 13 about Jesus sending the disciples out with authority over unclean spirits to take nothing with them, to stay in homes that would be hospitable to them, and if they are not, to shake the dust off their feet as they're leaving. They go out and they do what they're told to do and are amazed at what they can accomplish. So, interesting story about trust, belief, perception, and the capacity for power to work among those things.
Hmm.
So, we are only doing the gospel. This is we are at the first week of David's 3-month sabbatical, and so we are going to concentrate on just one passage for any given week. This week we decided to do the gospel. We don't know what we'll do next week or the week after that, but keep tuning in. It may not always be the gospel, although it's Mark, so that's really rich in some stuff. Anyway. So, we have an illustration in word smart, we have a special effect in math smart, we have both in body, we have an illustration, two illustrations actually in music smart, an illustration in nature smart, both in people, and an illustration in self smart. So let's start at the top and work our way through, dear.
Okay, in verse 4, that's where Jesus says that prophets are not without honor except in their hometowns. And at dictionary.com, it says, words spoken by Jesus to the people of Nazareth, the town where he grew up. They refused to believe in his teaching because they considered him one of themselves and therefore without authority to preach. And there are a couple of phrases that we use in our common speech that kind of reflect the attitude that the Nazarenes had toward Jesus. One is that Jesus was getting too big for his britches. And that is apparently said by David Crockett originally about Andrew Jackson.
Not really sure why that is. I found that quote in a couple different places. And it's David Crockett talking about his support of Andrew Jackson. And then something happened and Crockett could no longer support him. He said goodbye at that point when he got too big for his breeches.
Breeches.
Yes, because they were breeches at that time. And it became kind of... It became britches, as the phrase caught on in the vernacular.
Mm.
I remember hearing it as too big for your britches.
Yeah.
And I always wondered, what the heck is a britch? And then, oh, breeches. Okay. Well, that's weird. Nobody wears those.
Yeah. So, well, britches, I grew up hearing of britches as pants. Your pants.
Yeah. Well, I understood that too, because I just understood the vernacular, but it really didn't make any sense. So here I am at the age of 54, finally having the light dawn. It was about Andrew Jackson, and it was kind of a dig.
So we have a link to that article that gives you a little bit more detail about where that came from, although perhaps not all of the detail that you might want.
You might have to get the book.
And then the other is that Jesus is accused of putting on airs, basically, which is that he's getting too snooty, that he's aiming above his station, as it were. So we also have a link for that, where that phrase comes from and such. So take a look at those idioms and any others that maybe come from your personal culture or what have you.
And for, this is a freebie that's just coming right off the top of my head. For iSmart, do that. Find a pair of pants that are way too big or too small, I guess, is
too
the thing.
Small, yeah.
Or walk around with your nose up in the air.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. For Math Smart, we have a special effect. Charts, graphs, diagrams, that's always part of Math Smart. And you can use a chart, a bar graph, actually, for this particular passage with the idea of no one, or of who's giving honor. So you just set up the chart and you have the bar graphs. And these are random. We have an example at the bottom of the worksheet, which you can download at www.morethanhearing.org. It's just particular things that David pulled out of thin air, like government officials, priests, pop singers, cultural elites, the 1%, baseball players, food service industry, whatever. You have all of those different groups, and each one of these, you're making up a percentage. You know, it's like statistics, 95% are made up half the time, or something like that. So you give each of these particular groups that you've picked a random percentage of honor that they give to prophets. And then included in on that bar graph is family, which is at zero. So that's just kind of a visual and mathematic representation of the honor that Jesus is talking about here. I'm looking at the chart and it kind of reminds me of The Usual Suspects, the movie. And they all line everybody up, and all the people are standing there against the wall, and Benicio del Toro and Kevin Spacey and all those guys.
I never saw it.
Me either. But I've seen the clip.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, it kind of looks a little bit like a lineup in the police station.
For Body Smart, for an illustration, have you ever actually shaken the dust from your feet against someone? I have. So if you have, and you can safely tell that story, then go ahead and do that and talk about what that felt like to do it. There is some physical, manifestation in doing that. I mean, there was a lot of emotional load, I think, but, I don't know. if you can tell about it, go ahead and do that. Then for a special effect, invite your folks to call to mind someone towards whom they carry resentment for some past wrong. And then invite them to take their shoes off and shake off their resentment.
Hmm.
So a little twist on the plot there.
Mm-hmm.
Shake off the resentment rather than shaking off the dust against those people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which gives it a little more gospel-y feel, maybe.
Definitely.
But, But, you know, make the connection there with what Jesus is doing.
For Music Smart, we have a couple of offerings. For verse 7, where Jesus sends out the disciples to do what he does and tells them, go. We have the song, Children, Go Where I Send Thee. It's really more about the a variety of different characters within the Gospels and the epistles. But you could always adapt the words so that it works. Go where I send thee, how will I send thee?
Yeah. I'm going to send thee two by two.
Yeah, which, there you go.
Yeah, except in the song, it's for Paul and Silas,
right?
Not for the,
right, but yeah, you could always adapt it. You know, send them out two by two. Do not take a staff with you. Yeah, things like that. Or verse 11. Try adapting to the lyrics to Taylor Swift's song "Shake It Off," because the haters gonna hate.
Nice.
Shake it off.
For Nature Smart, in verse 8, Jesus is sending the disciples out without much of anything for their journey. No money, no food, just the shoes on their feet, basically, which calls to mind wilderness survival trips. I was also thinking about fraternity prank trips. Where you take somebody out in the wilderness and drop them off, and they have to make their way back.
Right.
Let's which we've talked about before.
We have, yes.
So you could do that again.
Well, I'd actually drop someone off.
No, I mean talk about it.
Oh, talk about it. Oh, okay.
And then also this, the idea of going out on a wilderness survival trip where you just have the bare essentials and how do you survive. So we've got a link to some tips on the sorts of things that you would need for being out in the wilderness and in modern day.
Look up some Bear Grylls.
Yes, indeed.
Videos.
Yeah, and actually, you've got a link in the next one here that kind of follows along with that.
Right. There's a show. This is for People Smart. It's an illustration of being sent out with just what's on your back. There is a show on TV. I don't think it's on anymore, but it was called Naked and Afraid. And essentially, that's what it's all about. There are two people who are stripped of everything, literally, and have to survive in the wilderness for 21 days. And it's really kind of an interesting challenge because it's one thing to be out there with a pair of hiking boots and some sturdy pants that there are no bug bites or anything like that. It's quite another thing to be out there barefoot with
And naked.
Vital parts exposed, especially if you have to hunker around a campfire.
The other thing about this is that it's a mixed gender couple.
Yes, and they are strangers.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So awkward. All sorts of, just let's really make this horrible. And I hope they have counseling for the post-traumatic stress disorder that will occur for these people on the other side of this show being done. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure what about this qualifies as reality TV.
Anyway, The Walking Dead is probably a little more real. So anyway, but encourage your folk to think about what kind of preparations mentally would, and this is kind of also self-smart as well, but if you know, looking around the sanctuary on this Sunday, if you choose to do this, look around the sanctuary, look at one, two other people that you would just get up right now and go out and spread the gospel with.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, yeah. And that even could be kind of worked into a special effect. Even have them do it. Okay, just look around the sanctuary. Okay, who are these
people?
Who's here?
Here?
Ooh. Yeah. Actually, that would be pretty good. Jesus sent them out.
Yeah.
And you kind of figure that James and John went together and Peter and Andrew went together, you know, because they're siblings. But yeah, you don't know. Yeah, so that would be interesting.
Maybe Jesus was like, you know, the good youth leader who mixes up the friends, you know.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be interesting. And you could even have them do that.
Yeah.
Go out. Or if that's pushing it too hard, have them go to fellowship together.
Something. Yeah. Baby steps, you know.
Baby steps. Wow. Cool.
But it would be cool to send them out to, you know, talk to humans outside the walls.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Wow. If that happens, if you do that, let us know.
Oh, do, please. Yes, that would be fun.
I'm trying to think how I could do
that. Dang, I'm on sabbatical. I can't do it.
You can't do this. Okay, so for special effect for People Smart, we're going back to the idea of prophets without honor. If you remember a comedian from many years ago called Red Buttons, there was a particular show that would come up on television every once in a while. It was Dean Martin Presents, and he would get a whole bunch of his old Hollywood cronies together, and they would roast some person. You know, they would pick like John Wayne or Jimmy Stewart or Lucille Ball and invite all of these people to come make speeches about that person. And always there was there were a lot of jabs at them. There was a lot of comedy routines. People were usually drunk. And Red Buttons always had this thing where he would come up and he'd say, this person is being given a dinner in his honor. So-and-so from history never got a dinner. And this person
is career out of that.
Yeah,
stick,
it was like, you know, when you see him coming up to the podium, it's like, okay, who's he going to talk about now?
Yeah.
It's just
these one-liners about, you know, so-and-so who said to someone else, blah, you know.
Yeah, and it was, the joke was
the
in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never got a dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So you could talk about that. Then finally, for self-smart, in verses 4 and 5, again, we have Jesus talking about the unbelief and the prophets being without honor. So we're still in that line. And so there are some, we came up with an article on the psychology of being underappreciated and what that might be like. And so it's an article that says, is there psychological harm in feeling underappreciated? And it gives a few strategies. Well, first it talks a little bit about what that experience is.
Mm-hmm.
And then some strategies that you can use to get around that and change that sense. And
this kind of has some people overtones too, because I imagine there are some times that if you particularly are feeling underappreciated, it's because people around you, maybe you're all stuck in a rut. And if the self-smart of it is you recognizing that in yourself and then taking steps to address it with other people. But then the people smart of it comes in as you partner up with other folks to deal with it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Change some strategies and things.
And that's actually some of the things that you'll see in here, like working on teamwork and practicing appreciation yourself.
Which is awesome, because, I mean, that's pretty much what this later on in the passage is about, is the disciples working as teams and then coming back and saying to Jesus, hey, we did this.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of opportunities for practicing different strategies for feeling appreciated, especially in the church.
Yeah, because that's a thing that happens sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. Sad but true. Well, that's a sad note to go out on, isn't it?
Well, we could sing Taylor Swift again.
Shake it up.
That's it for today's podcast. Please ask questions or leave us a comment on our website, www.morethanhearing.org, or facebook.com/morethanhearing, or tweet us at morethanhearing, or email us at connect@morethanhearing.org. If you tried any of these suggestions, or maybe even got an idea that you liked better than ours, please let us know what you did and how it went. We would love to hear how using this theory has made a difference in your preaching and worship.
Remember to check out the show notes, worksheets, links, and resources at our website. They go hand in glove with the podcast and give you lots more material to work with. Don't forget to subscribe using the links on the website for iTunes, Google Play, Android, or good old RSS, or just point your podcatching software at morethanhearing.org/feed/podcast. You can help others find us more easily by writing a review at the iTunes store. And of course, you can share the show with your friends and colleagues. We'll be back with another episode next week. So in the meantime, stay subscribed
and be smart.
This is sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
This is a Whip It Good production. Were you going to finish that? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I jumped in.
Go ahead.
No.
Because you're going on.
No, you
finished. I'm finished. I'm done. Go.
Oh, okay. Okay.